Good morning, 7:36 a.m. 7:36. Yeah, I'm running a little bit late on Saturday, June the 21st. Wow. 16 and a half minutes on the first mile. Not bad. It's a little warm out this morning. It's well over 60. I put 62 on the pedal, but I think it's more like 65. Or perhaps it's just feels that warm because I've been walking in the sun. So I had to make a hard decision. It was a difficult one. The decision what regards next Saturday. Next Saturday is the graveside service for my sister. Now, the problem is, because of everything else that's going on here, I have to fly 2 days to be able to spend 1 day there. So, I can fly Friday, and probably, and the schedules are terrible because most of the flights are filled because of the 4th of July weekend. Or the 4th of July holiday that's the following week. But I have to be back by Monday. Which means I have to fly back Sunday. And as much as I would like to see my brother and sister, as much as I would like to be at the service on Saturday, that's not something I can do. So I had to let my brother know that I wasn't going to be there. And I'm, you know, well, I'm sure he understands. It was got to be a disappointment for him as well. I hope everybody understands. It's not that I don't care. It's more that I'm needed here more than I'm needed there. Even for my own peace of mind, I'm needed here more than there. So, yeah. Kind of a bummer. I'm sure that's popular. Guy tuning his motorcycle. And while under normal circumstances, tuning a motorcycle isn't really an issue, at a little past 7 on a Saturday morning in a cul-de-sac surrounded by houses, you gotta wonder how popular that guy is right now. Although I suppose 7, what is it, 7:40, Corvette. I should go home and mow the lawn, but I'm not gonna. I'm gonna spend couple of hours today driving kids around. I really pushed the first half mile. My shins are telling me about it. Oh. It is a lovely day. First full day of summer, official summer. I suppose mowing my lawn and having a grill this afternoon would probably be appropriate celebration. I'm still a little disappointed that I couldn't get a picture of the sunrise yesterday morning. That was particularly since I made it a point to be out there at the hour on the time when it's supposed to be local sunrise. Unfortunately, I don't think it was cloud cover, I think it was fog. Over on the east end of town was just enough to hide the horizon. So here's another day where I'm walking, I'm not talking. I'm thinking about the Greedock story still. I'm not making very much progress at all. I'm getting hours in, but I'm not getting words on the page. I'm just sitting there thinking, what do I need to do now? I can't seem to get any kind of momentum going. I can't seem to get stuck into the story. If I could get into the goddamn thing. It's about 3 days' work if I could just get into it, but the problem is getting into it. Like I said yesterday, the problem is I don't really understand what a gangster story is. That's what this needs to be, is a gangster story. It's nothing else is going to satisfy Scott. Nothing else is going to satisfy his readers, so I understand that. The problem I've got is that I don't really. It's not my genre. I read Godfather, but I don't remember much about it. I don't really do gangster. I don't really do crime. Monkpole. Part of the problem, and I know that I'm doing it, and I can't seem to stop it, is that I'm thinking about the story and not discovering the story. Boy, I wonder how I beat that. Those of you who've been with me for a while know how well I do with outlines. And I've talked before about how this story is nothing but a big set of plot points that need to be included in some sequence or other. don't do well with outlines. And the problem is that there are so many plot points that I sort of have to organize them, and once I've got organized plot points, what I've got is an outline, and it's kind of tedious. Oh yeah, walking and not talking. Well, at least I'm recording. So I'm trying to think of ways to get Greedock engaged. Good morning. I'm trying to think of ways to get Greedock engaged. And unfortunately, he's too much like Ishmael Wong at the moment. And not enough like Dr. Mercury. He really needs to be more like Dr. Mercury and less like Ishmael Wong. I think I know. I know. That was an interesting insight. It's something I thought before, but until I enunciated, until I actually said it, I don't think it really sunk in. He needs to be like Dr. Mercury. He also needs to be desperate, and his a certain level of desperation is missing. He's too calm. Everything is too easy. Which is sort of what Scott was talking about earlier, some of the early drafts. Which I didn't... which I got, but I didn't really get. For those of you who don't know who Dr. Mercury is an evil supervillain, the alter ego of J.R. Blackwell, photographer and performance artist from Philadelphia. J.R. Blackwell, is a very talented performer, a very talented performance artist. She's a great eye in terms of her photography. She does art photography. And I mean that in the purest sense. So she plays with ideas and images. She does a great job. One of the things that has caused her to... She's very much into the comic book culture, the superhero culture. One of the things that has bothered her for some time is that there's no female villain, no real serious female villain. Most of them are, at best, secondary characters and quite frequently sidekick characters to the male components. And what she wanted was a truly evil female villain. And so she created this alien called Dr. Mercury, who's not really an earthling, but who lives on a volcanic island in the middle of the Pacific. And I wrote a story about her. And I didn't slow down much the second mile. It's probably why my shins were complaining. So yeah, he needs to be more like Dr. Mercury and less like Ishmael Huang. I think I can do this. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.